The Johannesburg City Council reversed a 200 Rand surcharge they were planning to levy against prepaid electricity users. To tell us about the municipal charges and how they'll work, I'm joined on the line by Khamanyane Mopulukgela. He's a director of communications and stakeholder management at City of Johannesburg. Thanks very much for joining us, sir. The new municipal rates kicked in on the 1st of July. How much more in percentage terms are Joburgers having to pay for electricity relative to last year?
Thank you for the opportunity. The City of Johannesburg actually has already adopted and approved tariffs for 2019-2020. And the official tariff increase for the city comes into effect from the 1st of July 2019. For property rate is 5.5%. For electricity, it's 13.7%. For refuse removal, it's 7%. And for water, it's 9.9%.
Okay, perfect. So tell us about the new rule, which says that if a household consumes above 500 kilowatt hours a month, they will have to pay a punitive rate. Just tell us about that.
I think we need to put our position very clear with regard to that. Yes, actually did appear that customers were going to be charged, or the city was going to implement a fixed charge for prepaid electricity. Even though that is in the council report, actually, the city has since reviewed that the fixed surcharge of 200 rands per month for prepaid residential customers and for business customers will be suspended with immediate effect. Because this, we realize as a city of Johannesburg that consumers are already burdened by increasing interest rate pressure on pressure of households' disposable income, and even the economy actually is not actually right at the moment. I think it's a sluggish economy. Now, as a result of that, I think the city actually has suspended, if not actually offered any relief on prepaid electricity customers. Now, therefore, 200 rands for residential and 402 has since been suspended in the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah. Since you have now come to that particular topic, why was that surcharge introduced in the first place? And would it have been in line with the tariffs that were approved by NERSA?
This was still subject for approval by NERSA. And I think the main purpose of that was for the city of Johannesburg. That fair charge actually was trying... We're trying to charge customers for availability in terms of the infrastructure for electricity. But that has, however, been actually reviewed, and it has been suspended for now.
Isn't it unfair
Because I think the main important thing as well was to try and align the postpaid electricity with the prepaid electricity. But now, as the city of Johannesburg, I think we have decided to really actually suspend that.
Yes.
For now, until actually all stakeholders are engaged on the issue.
I'm just trying to understand the logic and the fairness, though, of levying that 200 Rand surcharge on people who are paying prepaid electricity. I mean, I know that when I decided to move from being, a standard person with a meter outside and moving towards prepaid, I had to pay the city council about 2,000 Rand or whatever it was in order to get that prepaid thing. And then, of course, I want to control what I spend per month or per week on my electricity. And then you guys were planning on lobbing on an extra 200 Rand surcharge at the end of each month, regardless of people's consumption.
As I've indicated, because I don't want to dwell much on something that has been put on review.
Yeah.
We are aware that in the council report, which was adopted by council, that 200 fixed surcharge is still there and followed through for business. But now the city actually has taken a position to review that further, and I think further details on that surcharge I think will be shared actually with all impacted stakeholders at a later stage, because obviously that must be subjected through a process of public participation.
Yes.
Because it was never actually taken through to a process of public participation. I think as a city, we'll actually put in detail its narrative why 200 has to be charged and 40 has to be charged. But for now, I don't want to dwell much on it. Why? Because it's a process which has to still go for public participation and discussion.
Okay.
So that we can put a narrative whether should it still continue or not continue. Because I think as a city, we have heard voices of customers through submissions made during public meetings.
Yes.
That while we consider the tariffs to be cost reflective, we cannot ignore the calls for relief by our residents.
Understood.
Now, following that significant consultation, I think as the city, we have addressed some of the issues through increased internal efficiencies and pass this benefit into customers.
Mm. And then just lastly, what's going to happen? You've indicated that you're aware that, you know, consumers and people who own properties and rent properties are under pressure, financial pressure. And of course, these rate increases are fairly substantial, particularly the electricity. What sort of leeway do you give to people if they're behind in terms of paying, particularly those who are not on a prepaid type of format?
As the city, I think we remain cognizant of the tight economic times, and we are fully aware that residents actually have struggled, obviously, to keep up with their municipal rates and services accounts. Now, in an effort actually to deal with such challenges, the city does actually provide relief to most vulnerable customers or residents, and offers basket of rebates for rates and services under what we refer to as the expanded social program. But over and above that, I think as the city, we will be implementing a debt rehabilitation program. The broad concept of the program hinges on application process that will allow strained households to apply for municipal debt rehabilitation, meaning that customers actually who qualify will receive immediate relief through a 50% of the debt write-off.
Right.
And if the customer complies actually with all the requirements of the program, which includes keeping their current accounts up to date or allowing for regular inspection of metered services, then the remaining outstanding debt will be written off over a period of 3 years.
Okay.
Now, but the city will be going during the month of August. I think the city will be embarking on a city-wide educational roadshow about the debt rehabilitation process or application process.
Okay, my dear. Thank you very much for your time. That was Ham Anyane. He's the Director of Communications and Stakeholder Management at the City of Johannesburg.